This is Marketing Voices, featuring the fresh perspectives of industry leaders and examining the impact of social media on marketing.
Hi, this is Jennifer Jones. Welcome to Marketing Voices. Today, the show is going to focus on RSS, really simple syndication, and really examine how RSS should be used for marketers. And I have an expert who's been involved with RSS on her own for a long time, and her name is Robin Tippins, and she's been a social media, she's been in social media since 1993, and currently she's at Yahoo as my blog community manager. So I'll be speaking to Robin in a second, but first I wanted to say thank you to WebEx, who is Marketing Voices' sponsor this week. And WebEx is the worldwide leader in online meeting applications, and more than 3.5 million people use WebEx each month. So I wanted to say a thank you to WebEx as my sponsor. So moving on to the podcast now, as I mentioned, I have Robin Tippins here, who is Robin Tippins here, and I wanted to have her speak to us all about RSS, as I mentioned. I've never done a show on RSS, and I think it would be great to kind of delve into how marketers can really make themselves more successful by using RSS. So, Robin, welcome to Marketing Voices.
Thank you very much.
So, the first question is for the listeners, kind of what is RSS? Again, speaking simply, not too much of a technical description, and how does it work?
Okay, I'll try not to go too geek on you, because you can,
yeah,
with RSS, you can really get super
geeky. Do not go geek. You know, this is an audience of marketers who really want to know its applications and why. So, okay.
Absolutely. Well, RSS, really simple syndication, is exactly what it says. It's a really great way to get, you know, headlines from your favorite news site, to get full recipes sent to you, you know, in your favorite feed reader. But the cool thing about RSS is that you don't have to give your email address. So you've got a very, very easy way to go and get constantly updated changes to any site, no matter what the change is. If they offer an RSS feed for it, you can get every change in your feed reader, or in the case of Outlook, you can even get it in your email client now. So it's just a really easy and clutter-free way of getting quickly updated on a change in a website, whether it's news or whatever.
Okay, so how does it work? Again, not go geeky, but just a quick explanation of why it's effective and how it works.
Sure. Well, the RSS formats are specified using XML, and XML's been around for quite a long time, and it's a language. So the way it works in a non-geeky way is, let's say I have a blog, I create a new post on, December 3rd. You know, when I'm done with that post, it lets my people know, lets my subscribers know that there's a new post. And if they've chosen to receive it headline only, then they'll get the headline of my post in their feed reader. If they've chosen to get the full text version of my feed, if I'm allowing them to get the full text version of my feed, then they get the entire post and they never have to go back to the website if they don't want to. So it's a very, very easy way for somebody to get updated when your website changes. So, I mean, there's so many different ways you can use it. Like I was talking before, you've got recipes, you've got, you know, every time I update my blog, you've got weather stuff, channel updates. If you're looking at, you know, somebody's NBC site, you know, now you can know what's coming on constantly, whatever. So, I mean, there's tons of ways you can use it, but generally speaking, it's a way to know when a website has updated its content.
Okay, so why is it important for marketers to understand RSS and to use it?
Well, the super simple answer is that it is the future of the way people will respond to changes on a website. The more practical answer is that it's a way that you can very, very easily get someone to choose to subscribe to your site. In the past, when we wanted to, you know, make our site sticky, make somebody come back, you know, week after week, what we would do is set up an email newsletter, and I'm not in any way saying email newsletters aren't still important, but this is a very low barrier to entry way to get someone to say, you know what, I'm moderately interested in what they're talking about, I want to know. Let's say you're looking at a clothing website, and I'm very interested in when they have a sale. I'm much less interested whenever they offer new products. If a company offered up an RSS feed for their latest things, and a company offered up an RSS feed for every time they had a sale, I can choose. I only want to see the sale items. I don't constantly get bombarded by, hey, we've got a new shoe out, but I do know when they've got a 20% sale on, and I might be much more interested to click through that RSS feed, go to the company's website, and make a quick purchase. So the sale feeds are something that I would think there's a huge ROI on. With the new products, then it's something that, you know, can keep you interested and things like that. We see a lot of good implementation out there. A lot of people are saying, you know what, this is something I want to get to know more about. But the gist of why marketers should know about it is because it's a very quick way to get someone to say, I am more interested in your product, I'm more interested in your site, and I'm coming back for more.
So what are some tips that you can offer to marketers about implementing RSS well?
Well, my first rule is always to put it in the top right sidebar. I mean, that's where people, you know, it's where their eyes linger on a page, and that's also where they expect to see it. People that are familiar with RSS are going to expect to see it in the top right sidebar, and they're also going to expect to see it in the very bottom footer of your page, just with a, you know, worded verbiage like RSS feeds. So for your geeky people, that's where they're going to expect to see it. For your non-geeky people, that's also where they're going to expect to have a call to action in that top right sidebar, whether it's an ad in your email address or anything like that. That's where they're going to expect to say, I want to learn more about whatever. So top right sidebar, very important. It's your most important real estate. It's something that you want to really push it there. I would say if you're going to offer RSS, offer it not only as signing up through a feed reader. A lot of people aren't very web savvy. I would say also offer RSS via email. It's a great way to get your feet wet with RSS. It's a little confusing to probably the large majority of web surfers. So to have an option, and most of the places you can burn your feed through now have that option where you can deliver it via email or via a feed reader. So I would have that option as well. I would have a what is RSS link pretty prominently next to the RSS button. I'd make sure that I used the universal RSS icon, which you can get pretty much anywhere just by doing a search that says RSS, universal RSS feed icon. It's very pretty. People are coming to see it as the standard for what RSS is, and I mean, for, you know, so that we'll know it's RSS. The words RSS and XML or the letters are just kind of confusing, and people see that and think, oh, that's geek stuff. So if you've got feed or site updates or something like that as your top right text, they seem to do better. But I would just say, think about it as someone who has no idea what RSS is, and try to formulate it that way. Try to make your plan for RSS that way. However, don't completely ignore your geeky people, because the web is becoming more savvy, and you don't want to completely ignore the people that spend the majority of their day there as well either. So, you know, just make sure you've got a question mark somewhere so they can find out more about it. Have a dedicated page for your RSS feeds, because you don't want to put 30 feeds in your right sidebar, but, you know, just a page that takes you to, that, you know, shows off your RSS feeds.
Okay, so what companies do you think are doing RSS right? A lot of the listeners to Marketing Voices are chief marketing officers or, you know, heads of marketing companies, both large and small, Fortune 500 down to, you know, startups. But, you know, give some examples, if you could, and why they're doing it well.
Okay, first I will say that I've obviously not looked at all of the Fortune 500 companies, so I'm not sliding in any way.
Right.
I mentioned your company. But these are just companies that I visit on a regular basis, so I can see that they're doing well. Netflix, their RSS page is pretty good. It's got a very short what is RSS. I'm talking like three sentences, so it doesn't overpower you with verbiage. It's got, you know, lots of feeds on, like, the top 100 movies out there, new releases, which is very useful for people that are, you know, movie hounds. But then it's also got fun stuff like the Blu-ray top 25 or the children and family top 25. So you can see what's being rented on a regular basis each week and what are the hottest movies, and it can give you some ideas on what you would like to rent. And you've also got the History Channel, which is one of my favorite sites anyway, and they've done such a good job completely redesigning this site over the last couple of years. And they have a nice little This Day in History, something that I would think a large portion of their viewers would like. It's not topic-specific, you know, it's any day in history all throughout, you know, centuries. So you've got video there, you've got stories, different things that happen on this day, and you've got a nice RSS feed to it. You've got podcasts there. They just do really well, and they do it a little differently than others. The reason I included them here is they do it a little differently. Rather than putting it, you know, just in the top right sidebar, just in the footer, they actually put it very prominently near the point of interest. So if I'm interested in this day in history, there's the feed button right there below it. So I didn't go there looking for a podcast or an RSS feed, but they kind of cinched me in because I'm there already interested in this. So it's a really great way. Like, they've really found a great way to capture an audience that wasn't necessarily looking for an RSS feed.
Okay, so one more company that maybe is in tech.
Okay, yeah. Well, IBM and Apple both do really well with their RSS feeds, and they both have a much more geeky audience. So they've got, you know, probably at least 50 RSS feeds for both of them, and they're very, like, you can look at the Apple one, and it's very pretty too. They've taken time to make it attractive, as Apple always does. But they've got downloads by categories. You've got games. If you want to learn, you know, the next kids and learning things, that's all you want to be notified for. You'll be notified every time, you know, one comes up. CNN does a good job with it too. But that basically, they've looked at their audience and said, these people want to know when the next download of this is coming out, and they never have to come back to the site again if they don't want to. But of course, you're going to go back and download it as well. So,
well,
Rob, some good companies.
Robin, you have been awesome here in giving us so much information in a very short period of time. I really thank you for joining me on Marketing Voices.
Absolutely, anytime.
And I've been speaking with Robin Tippins, who, as I mentioned, is a blogger, and she's community manager for Yahoo as well. And she's been involved in social media since 1993. So I really think that we've gotten some good insights here. And I also want to say thank you to WebEx before I sign off here on Marketing Voices. And WebEx is the worldwide leader in online meeting applications. And for all my listeners, until next week, may all the voices you hear be marketing voices.